Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back. I'm very pleased to say, joined for the first time, I believe, by Nick Adams, a man I've come to know a bit and greatly admire. He hails from Down Under in Australia. He is an author, a columnist, and a commentator with periodic visits to the United States, including the one he is on at the moment. He brings great insight into both what we can learn from the Australians and what we best understand about our own circumstance. His book is The American Boomerang, How the World's Greatest Turnaround Nation Will Do It Again. Nick Adams, welcome. It's great to have you with us, sir.
G'day, Frank Gaffney. What an absolute pleasure and privilege it is to be here on air with you today.
Well, it's, for both of us, it is truly mutual. So, Nick, you have been spending a lot of time thinking about and writing about, and for that matter, warning about immigration policies, particularly those that your government used to follow and those that our government is following at the moment. Let's talk a little bit about a turnaround nation of a sort in terms of a very dramatic sea change that has taken place, as I understand it, in Australia. And what it has signaled, both for your country and I think for ours as well.
Well, Frank, it's an excellent question. Look, Australia had a problem with illegal immigration. It doesn't anymore. In the last 12 months, we have not had one single illegal immigrant arrive on Australian soil. Not one single boat has docked on the Australian coastline because, of course, as your listeners would know, Australia is surrounded by water. So the only way to get to us illegally is obviously going to be by boat. Here's the kicker. The preceding 4 years, we saw 50,000 illegal immigrants arrive on Australian soil, more than 800 boats, upwards of 1,000 people drowned at sea. Our budget, the federal budget, blew out by more than $10.3 billion. It was an absolute disaster. Those arrived were, of course, under a left-wing or democratic equivalent administration. They were given frank welcome hampers, mobile phones, plasma television, housing, medical, all at the cost of the taxpayer. And the overwhelming majority of those that came weren't genuine refugees. Many of them turned up in designer clothes and with mobile phones. They weren't fleeing persecution, Frank. They just wanted a piece of Australia's generous welfare state. Frighteningly, some of them appeared to be Western haters. You know, with one incident in particular that was captured on video by the Australian military when a boat was intercepted and the military were abused and told that you should remember September 11 to the United States, which was a threat to Australia.
Yeah. So, Nick, you have undergone this rather dramatic change. What was it that caused it? Was it a change of government? Was it obviously some changes in governmental policies? But was it fundamentally the revulsion of the people of Australia for this? And what ensued as that happened?
Yes, Frank, that's right. So the Australian people got really fed up with this situation. And a new Conservative government was elected. And this Conservative government pledged to stop the boats and end this absolute disastrous set of circumstances. Now, how did they do this? Well, obviously, they couldn't just wave the magic wand and stop the boats and not have anyone come. So for the first little while, Frank, what they did was, or what the Australian Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, came out and said, he said, okay, if you come to Australia illegally, you will never, ever get to stay. You will never, ever get to be an Australian. We don't want you. You have two options. We will either send you home and put you on a plane and we'll pay for it, or we will send you to a offshore processing centre, little island off Australia, where you will be in indefinite detention until which time we have had an opportunity to assess your application. The word pretty quickly got out, Frank, that you will have risked a whole amount for absolutely no gain. Now, this policy that the Conservative government pursued thoroughly. There were no exceptions, not for children, not for anybody. This was tough love that was administered by the government of Australia, and eventually the word has gotten out that, you know, if you come to Australia, you're not going to get to stay. You're either going to wind up in detention or they're going to send you home. So we're not going to risk our lives to make this perilous journey.
So, Nick, this is a remarkable story. Of course, we find ourselves in a somewhat different situation in that we have long land borders with nations that have essentially encouraged immigration, or at least not discouraged it, most especially to our south. What do you recommend, based on the experience of your native Australia, for America at a moment when, if anything, the president of the United States is sort of pursuing the precedent Australian policy on steroids?
Well, that's exactly right, Frank. You know, President Obama has recently had occasion to hail Australia in terms of its gun laws, in terms of its compulsory voting, but he has not been praising it for what he really needs to praise it for, or base his immigration solution on the Australian model. Look, President Obama needs to toughen up. He needs to begin defending leadership in America and abroad. He needs to say, we will determine who comes into this country and the circumstances under which they come. He needs to say, if you come to America illegally, you will never get to stay. You will never be an American. We will send you home, period. Illegals should be aware that they will have risked plenty and spent a lot for zero result. I think he needs to get the National Guard down there, Frank, to do its job. He needs to demand that Mexico police its own border, and if not, maybe even threaten them with trade sanctions. I mean, that's what a real leader would do.
And it's what we're not finding in the present incumbent in the White House. Again, our guest is Nick Adams. He is from Australia. He's an author and columnist and commentator there. He's also a policy fellow at the Centennial Institute, a marvelous institution in Colorado. He is also the author of a best-selling book, The American Boomerang, How the World's Greatest Turnaround Nation Will Do It Again. And let me just ask you quickly, Nick Adams, given what you've seen in your own country and given what your study of these kinds of, well, daft immigration policies represent to freedom-loving nations, notably ours, what do you believe will be the consequence if the United States persists in these sort of policies, the executive amnesty the president has engaged in, bringing refugees here by the hundreds of thousands, including, as you say, some who are quite hostile to us, and we cannot vet whether they are jihadists out of Somalia or refugee camps in Syria, for example?
Look, it's very frightening, Frank, without a shadow of a doubt. And the president's executive amnesty will change America forever. It will change the dynamic of the people that live here. It will change those values and virtues that we consider to be quintessentially American. You can expect a different country. You know, the populations are on the move everywhere. Borders are under attack. Western countries' borders are under attack everywhere. And it's time for honesty from the left. How many millions do we really want, and how will they change this country? That's the question.
It is the question, and it is one that we will continue struggling with, I'm sure, for the foreseeable future. Nick Adams, your insights and your clarity on these issues is a breath of fresh air. I hope that your trip home is safe and that you will be back here soon. In the meantime, keep up the tremendous work you're doing down under and, of course, at the Centennial Institute. And thank you for taking the time to join us. Thank you all for joining us as well. I hope you'll do so again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.